Another attack today in Afghanistan, this time in Kabul. Unidentified attackers fired mortars at a gathering in the Afghan capital, attended by several presidential candidates, former President Hamid Karzai and Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah. Abdullah was on a stage addressing the crowd Thursday when the attack started. At least one person was killed and 16 wounded, according to the Afghan Ministry of Public Health. At a hearing on sexual assaults in the military, Arizona U.S. Senator Martha McSally shared her own experience. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McSally was the first female Air Force fighter pilot to fly in combat and is also a sexual assault survivor.
In one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally says she reacted like many victims and did not report what happened.
I didn't trust the system at the time.
She did speak up years later and was so horrified by the response, she nearly quit the Air Force.
I felt the system was raping me all over again.
Military sexual assault reports jumped nearly 10% in 2017. Defense officials have argued that shows more trust in the system and a greater willingness to report the crime, rather than indicating there are actually more assaults. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Kremlin-controlled lower house has passed two bills that restrict online criticism of the Russian government and authorizes the imposition of jail sentences or fines on those who publish erroneous information about the government. Now, the State Duma passed the measures Thursday, and they're expected to be approved quickly in the upper chamber, after which they would be presented to President Vladimir Putin to be signed into law. Many opponents of the legislation view it as part of a broader Kremlin an effort to suppress criticism and tighten control. This is VOA News. AP's Jackie Quinn reports the State Department admits that the U.S.